Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Gifted Generation Presents Financeology 101. And this session, we will be talking about health versus finances and what's the impact. This session, we have a special guest. Her name is Rita Brewer. She's a physician assistant, private health consultant, and a lifestyle and functional medicine practitioner. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you, Robin. So nice to be here.
Nice to have you. And as we always do at the beginning of each session, we have the guest speaker tell us all about yourself and promote your business and let people know who you are and what you do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. So, like you said, I am a physician assistant. I'm private health coach and consultant. I practice lifestyle and functional medicine. I am conventionally trained in our current, our conventional medical model. So I've been practicing as a physician assistant for over 30 years in our current healthcare system. But as some of you may or may not know, our current health system is a disease care system. It's not a preventative care system. So we really focus on making diagnoses of disease processes. And then the only thing that we have to treat them is prescription medications, but we don't focus much on prevention. So our current healthcare system is really great at crisis management, emergencies. You have to have an emergency surgery, or if you have a car accident and you have to go for emergency treatment or major surgery, we're really good at that kind of stuff. But when it comes to preventing and reversing disease processes, we are really, really failing our public. So that's why I developed a passion for preventative wellness and wanting to help people reverse the chronic diseases that they have, help them live a healthy lifestyle, be able to get off of the prescription drugs and feel amazing and live a prosperous, healthy, productive life. So I transitioned away from conventional medicine at the end of last year so I can help people in a health coaching way. So I work with clients one-on-one through my virtual practice, and we really break down all the details of what it means to live a healthy lifestyle with things like nutrition, physical activity, stress reduction, good quality sleep, community relationships, and eliminating or reducing toxins as much as possible, because these main components of a healthy lifestyle are what can really transform somebody's health. So that's what I do with my one-on-one clients, but I know your audience really cares about finances. So I know those people, some people might be thinking, well, if this is a financial health podcast, why are you on here talking about our personal or medical health? So that's why I really wanted to come on here and speak to your audience about the importance of making a financial investment in your overall health, because there's a lot of factors that come into play when we focus on our health and our finances.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say the exact same thing. People were wondering, why are we talking about health? They talk about finances on this. So right. I'm glad you said that. So the first question would be, why do you think it's important to make a financial investment in your health?
It is so, so important, Robin, because it really is going to affect everything around your productivity. If you don't make an investment in your health now, it's going to affect your wallet later. So it's going to affect how much money you're able to earn, how much money you're going to be able to save, how much money you're going to have to spend on medical bills in the future, and how long you live. So I know you guys are all about, you know, the long-term planning and saving and, you know, reducing debt and, you know, planning well with your retirement and everything. But in order to be successful at that, you've got to have longevity, right? Because the planning with long-term investments and retirement planning, you've got to be around for the long haul. So the way our current healthcare is right now, I mean, people are so sick. The rates of diabetes has increased over 2,000% in the last 40 years.
Wow. Currently,
over 70% of the United States population is overweight. Now, that's just the United States population. This is really a global problem. So many, many other countries have the same problem. But the statistics I'm sharing with you are strictly for the United States. Obesity rates in America currently are over 42%. Of the population is obese. So why do we care about obesity and diabetes, and how do they affect your health? Well, they affect everything. There are so many obesity-related illnesses that people don't even realize. This is not about cosmetics and how you look or if you feel beautiful or not. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with longevity and developing chronic diseases. So obesity contributes to so many chronic conditions like heart disease and strokes, high blood pressure, many types of cancers. People don't realize, people think if you get cancer, it's just bad luck. But people don't realize that at least 11 different types of cancers are lifestyle related. So that, that means you can prevent it, right?
Right.
So if you get cancer, or if you have a heart attack, or have to have open heart surgery, how do you think that's going to affect your financial planning?
Right.
It's going to affect it in a huge way. And there's many, many other obesity related illnesses. But I have, you know, some great statistics I would love to share with you too.
Sure.
About that, to, you know, how the productivity issues are effective. So healthcare costs for obese individuals are 15 times higher than total costs of overweight individuals, whether irrespective of gender or their employment status.
Wow.
So that's just, you know, being overweight and obese. So, I mean, there are definitely going to be burdens that we're going to have to pay for out of our own pockets to pay for medical expenses. But there's the value of the loss of your life. You know, if you die at a young age, you're not going to be able to save, you know, like I said, for your financial legacy that you're planning for, because there's going to be lost wages. Then there's the societal burdens, because employers have to share the burden for many of your medical costs. For disability, they have to suffer the burden. If you're a business owner and people, your employees are not healthy, you're going to suffer from their productivity losses. Then there's the government input, where they're paying a significant portion of costs associated with obesity for Medicare and Medicare, Medicaid beneficiaries. So some of the stats tell us that the estimated cost of adult obesity in the United States can range from $147 to $210 billion per year. B with the billion. So that's just for obesity. So all these obesity-related illnesses are costing us, our healthcare system, our, you know, our government, our insurance bills. People wonder why our insurance costs are through the roof. It's because it costs a lot of money to pay for people's chronic medical conditions. So there's another stat that obesity is responsible for $61.8 billion in Medicare and Medicaid spending.
Wow. And you know, speaking on that, I had, and this is a good example of what you're talking about, because it didn't even dawn on me until you were talking about it. I had someone I knew that was overweight, which brought on all these other illnesses to the point that they couldn't even work.
Exactly.
So they were out of work, and it was a strain on the family.
Right.
And then it was mentally, he couldn't get himself together. And so it just kept spiraling. It kept spiraling.
Right.
So to get back to a healthy point where they could go back to work was a struggle.
Yeah.
And so financially, it is the family struggled because of that, all because of health.
Right. So then it's not just the one person who's unhealthy. The entire family, the entire legacy that you're trying to build is all affected by that snowball. So yeah, it's lost wages, the loss of productivity. They become less useful on the job. Then there's the absenteeism for the business owner. If you're the entrepreneur and your employees are not healthy, or if they are showing up to work, they're unhealthy, but they're having anxiety issues, or they're just exhausted, or because they're not sleeping well, they're not producing well. So, everybody suffers, not just the person who's ill, the employer, the family, everybody.
And you speaking on this, I mean, it's just things just going off on my head because it never dawned on me that companies, if you have employees that's not doing well, then your bottom line hurts. And then people that's physically well, they can't get a raise, they can't get bonuses because the company is not making the money because other people are sick.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they have done research all too that show that men who were rated as, the most well-groomed overall, meaning looking the part and looking really professional, actually make between 4 and 5% higher income than people who are not well-groomed. That was a study from the University of Miami. So it makes, they say that it makes you, if you pay a lot of attention to your grooming, it can make you come off as more driven and more professional. So those people are more likely to get raises and promotions. Because
See,
you
I
got to look the
mean,
part.
yeah, you gotta look the
Got to,
part.
you
Never
got
even thought about that.
yeah, you want to be important, you got to look important.
And it's funny that you're saying all this because everything impacts your bottom line. Just if you're not grooming well, that impacts your bottom. That's crazy. But it's real. But it is real.
And there's another study about sleep. Sleep is one of the important things about taking care of your health too. And that people who slept just 1 more hour per week could increase your income between 1.5 to 4.9%. That was a study in San Diego and in Williams College. So yeah, being sleep deprived is going to tank your productivity, right? So you have to sleep well and exercise too. When you exercise, that is going to, if you pump iron, it can pump up your bank account.
I like that.
So people who exercise 3 or more times a week actually, according to a study at Cleveland State University, said that they end up making about 10% more income than those who never work out. So yeah, because when you exercise, it helps every organ system of your body. You feel better. You have more confidence. You have more energy. Your brain is sharper and increases your intellectual level. So you can, just thrive in all aspects of your financial health.
So, in other words, investing yourself so that you can be productive.
Absolutely. And have the longevity, like you said, because you guys you're talking about, saving with a retirement plan and, investing in your 401k for 20 or 30 years. But, if you're having a heart attack when you're 45 or 50, you're gonna not be able maybe able to make that 30-year plan that you were, hoping for.
So let's touch on medication because I know there's a lot of people have to decide, do I get my medicine or do I have money to eat?
Absolutely. And what people don't realize, because in our conventional model, patients are not taught this, and this is exactly why I've left that arena. Because I'm no longer in alignment with it and wanting to work people in a health coaching, a preventative way, is that people don't realize that the best treatment for any chronic condition is a healthy lifestyle. Better than cholesterol medications, better than high blood pressure medications, better than diabetes medications are all these healthy lifestyle interventions. Now, I'm not telling anybody to go stop their medications. Please don't do that if you're taking medications for any of these conditions. However, if you continue to take your meds and you start to adopt these healthy lifestyle interventions, then you may be able to start weaning off. And that's one of my absolute favorite things that I do with my personal clients is to be able to get them so healthy where they can start weaning off of their prescription drugs and not need them anymore. People don't realize that type 2 diabetes is preventable and reversible.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah. No.
So when you go to your conventional doctor, if nowadays, you know, if you just go for your primary care checkup and they say, oh, your blood work shows you're pre-diabetic or you're diabetic. If you're pre-diabetic, they'll probably tell you, well, we're just going to watch it. Why would you watch something that is becoming a problem, right? Because they don't have any solutions to fix it. Their solution is start you on medication. But okay. If you're pre-diabetic, they're saying, well, you don't really need medication yet, so we'll just watch it. We'll mm-hmm. watch it until it's so bad that you do need medication.
And wow.
When you do need medication, then there's potential side effects with the medications. So then you get another medication or another medication. So, you know, if you get a diagnosis of diabetes, you're going to get at least 3 prescription drugs. One for the diabetes, one to protect your kidneys, and one to lower your cholesterol. So now you've got 3 pharmaceutical drugs. So there's, you know, God knows how big your copays are going to be for those investments every single month. So people don't realize if you're on prescription drugs, I would encourage you to sit down when you think of plan your budget, like you guys talk about, and help people plan their monthly budgets. Look at how much they're spending in their out-of-pocket healthcare costs every mm-hmm. year. For the high deductibles, the high copays for all the prescription drugs, the high copays for all the doctor visits that they need. People mm-hmm. don't think about investing in a health coach because, well, maybe they think, well, you know, that's not really that important right now. Or maybe I don't feel like, you know, I should be spending that money on myself. But if you invest in a health coach now, it's going to save you so much money in the long term. Because if you think about people in their 40s that are taking blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, medicines, acid reflux blockers, you know, all these prescription drugs that they're now going to be expected to take for the next 30 or 40 years, add that up. And see how much that, and that doesn't even include a hospitalization. God forbid if you get a stroke or a heart attack or a cancer, the treatments for that on top of it, plus then like disability, if you can't work anymore, and the costs of all of your out-of-pocket expenses for home care, physical therapy, nurses' aides, like, I mean, it's just astronomical. That's why so many people will invest in like a long-term care insurance policy, because mm-hmm. if you ever get to that point where you need one, you can go broke. I mean, people literally will lose all of their money that they've saved their entire lives just having to pay for those things. So investing in a health coach now for, you know, 4, 5, 6 months out of your life, and to teach you how to live a healthy lifestyle and be as healthy as you possibly can, so you never have to take these medications, or at least as minimal as possible, that's going to save you so much money down the road.
And, you know, some people, because even when you're talking about it, some people think, oh, a gym membership, a health coach, I can't afford that. That's something I don't need. But you're chasing money, paying bills, and you just going, going, going. Like you said, if you look at how much you're spending on medication, mm-hmm. you could have had a healthy life coach. You could have had a gym membership.
Absolutely. And you don't, nowadays, you don't even have to have gym memberships because there's so much mm-hmm. free stuff you can do on the mm-hmm. computer or on mm-hmm. YouTube. But even if you do like going to the gym like I do, I mean, you can go to Planet Fitness for $10 a month. I mean, where else can you get that?
Right. And it doesn't even take that much. And you probably, I don't have time. You can, even if you just do 15 minutes, half an hour a day, is better than nothing at all.
That's all you need. Absolutely. And I encourage people, if you do struggle to fit that into your schedule, or you have a hard time getting motivated, find an accountability partner, whether it's a spouse or a friend or a coworker, somebody or a group of friends, somebody that can encourage you. And, you know, when you're not in the mood, somebody else is going to help push you along and be like, come on, let's go do it. And, you know, just do something that makes it fun, you know, find things
right.
that you enjoy doing, not something that feels burdensome. If you don't like going to a gym, then don't, you know,
right.
just find something, go dancing or ride a bicycle,
right.
or just take a walk or whatever it is that you enjoy. I mean, that is so inexpensive.
Yes, and it reduces your stress level and
everything.
And it's a blessing to your family because you're less stressful and
Absolutely.
Life is a little better. But
yes.
you know, as we're talking food now, I'm guilty of this, to eat healthy. That healthy stuff, I hate to say it like that, healthy food is more expensive than, you know, the processed stuff we get. However, as you're speaking, it's cheaper in the long run than paying for that medicine
and
buying healthy food.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say. You pay now or you pay later.
Yeah.
And you're going to
yeah.
have much better quality. People don't realize how that is like the single most important thing that you can do to invest in your health is good quality food. Because we have, again, become so bombarded with this industrialized food system where everything is just faster, more convenient, packaged, processed, deep fried, fast food. It really is chemically laden garbage that causes a tremendous amount of inflammation and then increases the risk for all these chronic diseases, especially the heart disease and the strokes and the cancers and the high blood pressure and diabetes. That's why our rates of chronic diseases have gone up so much in the last 40 years is because our food system has changed. We are really paying a price for that convenience. So
yeah.
we have to go back to the way God designed us and, you know, really just living off of nature. The best foods that you can buy are the ones that don't have a nutrition label on it. They're just real food. I mean, if you go to a grocery store and buy eggs, there's no, you don't need a barcode on there or you don't need a list of ingredients. It's,
right.
just, it's just an egg. If
right.
you want to buy apples or oranges, that's all it is. You don't need to read ingredients.
Right.
So those are the best foods to eat, the whole foods with zero ingredient, you know, just that one ingredient. Or if you do buy something in a package, you want to look for things that have less than five ingredients.
Okay.
That's the cleanest. I mean, but if you pick up the average packaged food or a box of cereal on the shelf, I mean, just look at the ingredients label. Don't be fooled by any of the fancy marketing on the front that makes you think it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the actual ingredient list. And you'll see, you know, a list of 15, 20 items that mostly are chemicals that you don't even know what they are. If you can't even identify
yeah.
what the ingredients are, that's how you know how it's processed, fake. We call it Frankenfood. It's like, it's not even real food. It's fake food. So those are the ones that are going to cause the least amount of health for you. So... Yeah.
And, you know, something that I've learned, and listeners, Rita and I both go to Raleigh North Christian Center, where Dr. Chapman and Lady Chapman are the pastors. And every January, we do the Daniel Fast, the 21-day Daniel Fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I learned during the fast, reading those labels, that there's sugar and stuff in everything, and my mind is blown. It's like, why is sugar in this? Why is that in this? Why are they putting all this stuff in this?
Yes,
it's
yes.
incredible. The
yeah.
the crap that's in food that you wouldn't even realize was there, and you don't. For the life of me, some of that stuff is like, why is it even in there?
Yeah, exactly. And people don't realize that, you know, the food companies are not in the business of health. They're not.
Mm-mm.
When you walk in the grocery store, you just assume that, well, if it's in here for me to buy and me to eat, it must be okay. But it's not, because the food companies are all about making money. They're not. Their focus is not getting people healthy. So when they had developed products with their companies, they have these test labs and they invite people in and say, okay, here, let's test this soup or this kitchen or this ketchup or salad dressing. They have people taste them. And when they add sugar to these items, the people tend to like it better. So what they do is they add sugar. But so yeah, I mean, if you look at all the salad dressings and condiments on the shelves, why do you need to,
Yes.
why, and tomato sauce, why do you need to add sugar to tomato sauce or ketchup or salad dressings?
Yes.
It's just in everything. So
Yes.
yeah, that's why the less ingredients, the better.
And so, in other words, that you read the labels, and this is another, and throughout the podcast, we've been saying invest in yourself. Take the time to read the labels because what you're putting in your body ultimately can affect your finances because there's medical bills and medication and all this stuff that's taking up your finances, all because of the choices we're making and groceries we're buying at the store. So it's wise to start looking at it. I mean, and it's going to be small increments changes because I know every time we do the Daniel fast, there's something that doesn't taste right. And so it's less and less stuff, like something I might have eaten before. Now, if I eat it, it's much less. So you got to give your body that chance to adjust. And I think we need to stop because, and I'm guilty of this, focusing on the dollar amount that it costs to eat better and just base it on, I'm going to spend it on eating better or I'm going to spend it on the medicine.
Exactly. And that's something I want to share with you too, is that people don't realize that food is not just something that we put in our mouth to taste good. We got to rethink it. I mean, God put every food on the earth when He created the earth for us in order to nourish our bodies nutritionally and medicinally with the plants and animals, right? So if we go back to the way God intended for us to eat with everything that He provided on the earth for us, our bodies are going to thrive. Food is cellular information for our body. So everything that you put on the end of your fork is either feeding good health or it's feeding disease. Okay? So when we put food in our mouth and start to chew it and our enzymes break things down and start to digest it, it's an information system, just like technology. If food is an information for our cells, and when it's real, whole, nourishing food without chemicals and pesticides and fungicides and herbicides and all the genetically modified garbage, then our body can recognize it and say, "Oh, I know what that is. I know how to break it down. I know how to utilize it, how to absorb it, and how to process it, and how to make my cells function and thrive." But when we're putting all this processed garbage in there, we our cells are in such a state of confusion, doesn't even know what to do with it. And then don't even get me started on all the other chemical things that we are bombarded with in our environment, not even just the stuff that's going in our mouths that's sprayed with so much toxins, but then we've got, the air that's polluted, the water that's polluted, our beauty products and cleaning products at home are polluted. So our bodies are just bombarded with all of this chemical toxic stuff, and our bodies are overwhelmed just trying to clean it all out. Our liver and our kidneys and our lymphatic systems, these are cleansing systems of the body that, take in and process what we need and then filter out what we don't. But we have so much stuff coming in that our body doesn't need, that we're just overwhelmed and bombarded, and we live in a chronic state of inflammation. That's why it's so important and worthwhile to invest in the quality food. But also think about when I always tell people when, it comes to your budget for food, don't think so much about all these foods now that cost more, but by purchasing those foods that do cost more, that are better quality, think about all the bad stuff that you're not going to be buying anymore. So if you think about how much you've spent on all the bad stuff, and apply that budget now to the good stuff, it'll balance out.
Definitely. So this was a good session. So I want people to realize, yes, we've been talking about health, but you have to realize that your health impacts your finances. It
Absolutely.
really does, and it can have a negative impact on your finances. So, and to be financially healthy and strong, you have to be physically healthy and strong so that you can produce and be productive and earn the money and take care of your family and live the life that you want to live. And it would be sad to make all that money and be too sick to even enjoy it.
That's
so,
right.
So just know that even though this podcast talks about finances, it didn't even dawn on me until Rita contacted me that your health has a major role in this.
That's right.
I just want to thank Rita. I thank you for this information because I'm telling it opened up my eyes to things that either I was pushing in the back or I was being negative about that I have to back because I want to live a nice life. I want to continue. So I need to be more aware of the choices I'm making. And it's not to say that you have to go and eat berries and fruit forever. It's just that, like they always say, in moderation, every now and then you maybe want to treat yourself to a little something, but don't eat that kind of stuff every single day, especially if you're trying to get off medication and you want to live a better life for you yourself and your family.
Yes, absolutely. Health is wealth. That's the quote.
Yes.
Health is wealth.
Yes, yes.
And I'm grateful for you allowing me to come and speak to your audience because this was something that was kind of a side note, but you were very open to allowing me to come. And I'm grateful because this is my passion just to share this information with people.
It's very interesting. And I'm thinking hopefully at a later date, say maybe in the fall, you can come back and we can do this again because this was very informative, even for me. So
awesome.
I appreciate that. So what I normally do at the end is give some nuggets for people to walk away with some things that you said. Okay, the one thing I wrote down is health affects your productivity, how much you can earn, save, and how it impacts your financial future. Longevity is the key. Good health is a good life. You're more productive and there's less medication. And you should invest in yourself and in your health, gym membership, a healthy life coach, healthy and quality food. And like you said, you're going to pay now or pay later.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you. So it's your decision. So.
Yes.
This was a good session. So Rita, go ahead and tell them again about your business and give me your social media platforms that you're on. And also listeners, I will be posting Rita's information out on the Podbean Financeology 101 podcast, all her credentials and how you can contact her if you want to consult with her. So Rita, give us your social media information again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Robin, again, for the opportunity. So
you're welcome.
All of my social media profiles are Rita Brewer Consulting. My website is ritabrewer.com. That goes into more detail about my background, my personal story, my credentials, and the one-on-one coaching program that I have for my private health clients. Everything I do is virtual, so I work with people all over the world, which I love. And so I have you can sign up on my website to book a free 15-minute call with me. We can talk about your goals and I can answer more questions for you if you're not sure if you might want to work with a health coach or not. I'm happy to get on the phone with you to talk about it and how it would work. We can do a detailed case review of your medical history, lifestyle history, and see if we might be a good fit for working together. Some other services that I also offer is I love doing for my local people. I can do grocery store tours. I can meet you at your favorite grocery store and walk with you all around the grocery store, showing you what's healthy, what's not, and why, so you can learn how to make better choices, because it really is overwhelming for most people to try to figure out what's good and what's not. And there's so much confusion with the market about people. A lot of times think that they're making healthy food choices, but they're really not. So I love doing the grocery store tours. And another service I also offer is clean your pantry and clean your refrigerator out. That's something that can be done in person for my local people in the Raleigh area. or virtually, I can do it with you as well, where I go through with you all the items that you currently have at home in your refrigerator and in your pantry. I don't throw anything, any of your food away. It's purely for educational reasons, but I point out ingredients, what's good, what's not, you know, and why, and help you, again, get more educated on making healthier choices. So, yeah, if you have any other questions, please reach out to me. And also, as you said, Robin, about us being members of Raleigh North Christian Center together, I'm super passionate about being the leader of the Healthy Lifestyles Ministry at our church. So we have a Facebook group that we would love for you guys to join. It's called RNCC Healthy Lifestyles Ministry. So just search that in your Facebook groups. And join us. We post health content almost every day. We have a great team of people working on that. So it is our mission, passion to educate, equip, and empower people all over the world with the tools and resources they need to optimize their health through scientific research and Bible-based teachings. So we'd love to have you join us there. And of course, my social media, I post health content all the time as well. So follow me at Rita Brewer Consulting.
Wow, thank you so much, Rita. And listeners, this will be live Wednesday morning around 6:30. I post a new session every Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. So Rita's session will be posted then. And like I said, on Podbean, when you look up Financiology 101, you'll see all Rita's credentials, all the ways to contact her and reach out to her and get that information, because being healthy is definitely key to your financial future. So thank you again, Rita. I really appreciate this. And like I said, we would try to set this up again for the fall, because this definitely was eye-opening information.
Anytime, Robin. I'm always here. And thank you so much. Say hi to Elroy for me as well. I appreciate you both so much and everything that you do.
Thank you so much. And you have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financiology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.